Downway FM presents...
I think a lot of people see the mobile as something that is almost part of themselves, whereas a PC is something you sit down to start doing something. It's almost like work and pleasure. And to be able to leverage that type of information on the mobile phone, I think it's great. That's why we create Neviblog.
Hello and welcome to another episode of China Business Cast, brought to you by Downway FM. I'm your host, Robert Ness. Today I'm interviewing Mandali Kalesi, CEO of Neviblog. Neviblog is a Japan-based, location-based marketing services company that is making inroads into China. From this podcast, we're going to learn more about how the mobile web will develop as a new media channel in China. This is a continuation of our series on the mobile space in China. Questions or comments? Send me an email at robert@danway.org or leave a comment on Danway. So your company has two platforms, Neviblog Mobile and Neviblog Spaces. Could you give us an introduction of what they do?
Basically, to give you a quick rundown, what we do is we help brands and carriers to leverage consumer buzz on the mobile in the mobile space. That's what we do mainly with Neviblog Mobile. Neviblog Spaces is a 3D rendition of that, which is not for public release as of yet, although we are suggesting it to a number of our clients. This is more like a second life, if you will, on the mobile phone. So those are the two main products we have right now.
So Neviblog is based in Japan. What made you decide to enter the Chinese market?
Well, you see, personally, I was in China before I came to Japan. So I spent about a year and a half in various roles in China, studying as well as working with a number of companies. Before the software thing came along, I'm a software engineer in my career. That's where I've come from. And I saw the opportunities for that market. Unfortunately, the infrastructure was still not up and running, which is one of the reasons I came to Japan, is because the infrastructure, the way people think about software services, especially over the last 5-6 years, has been really ahead of its time. And, of course, for mobile right now, you know, Japan's the place. However, now I see a lot of other places, including China, that have really boosted their infrastructure. Now you know that, you know, hardware, as in handsets, are now available globally on a much more globally distributed system than it used to be even 5-6 years ago. So now I see, you know, China as an opportunity, especially Chinese people themselves, not only just interacting on the PC but also on the mobile. So it's a great market for us, and we'd like to, you know, we'd like to be there, especially because we're doing blogs, we're doing self-expression, we're doing what you're doing, is, you know, writing blogs, like I write blogs, expressing oneself, but on the mobile, not on the PC. I think a lot of people see the mobile as something that is almost part of themselves, whereas a PC is something you sit down to and you start doing something. It's almost like work and pleasure. And to be able to leverage that type of information on the mobile phone, I think it's great. That's why we create Neviblog.
Now, we know that Japan has its own kind of unique Keitai culture, which makes them years ahead of everybody else in terms of depth of use of mobile media, especially the mobile web. Can we expect Chinese users to use the mobile web with the same depth and enthusiasm as Japanese users?
Well, I mean, I think basically, if you look at handsets in Japan, about I'd say more than 80% of handsets in Japan have web capability, and I'd say about 70% of all mobile users in Japan use their mobile web. So, I mean, and talking about China, I really don't think it's that far a jump to think that people are using the web on their phones. A lot of new services I know in China, leveraging blogs, basically. We see what was happening in Japan, I would say, about 3 years ago. This is about 2-3 years ago when these blog-type services, simple uploads, started to appear in the Japanese space. And, you know, I don't see why people aren't doing that. I mean, in China, as you know, blogs are really hot, and services on the mobile are also extremely hot. I think that the stickiness of Chinese users using their phones for blogging as well as for phone interactions, I think, is a good indicator that Chinese are willing to move in on blogging on the phone, on self-expression on the phone. Maybe not in exactly the same way as it's happening in Japan, or not in the same way it's happening in the U.S., etc. I mean, all these markets have their own specific quirks, as we know. But I think Chinese users are also pretty curious regarding new technologies. They're also pretty savvy on what they want out of their services. And I think one thing that's going to drive it for us, and which is great, is the QR code revolution. 2D barcodes, I think, has really pushed the adoption of the mobile web in Japan, even more so beyond the cultural and handset and all the technological side. If all you have to do is just point at, you know, a printed material, and that takes you straight to their website on the mobile phone, you will be very, very willing to do that. And now it's starting to become just a standard for people to include, as part of their marketing activities, include a QR code so that people can jump to a mobile site and maybe then redirect them to a PC or have some sort of tie-up with some sort of PC marketing activity. And I'm really happy that that's starting to happen in China. Also, I'm sure you know a couple of these companies like Mobica and Inspiry Limited. I was just reading that a little while back, and I was surprised that China Mobile has chosen them as their only 2D barcode maker. So, I mean, why would they do that if not to drive mobile adoption? And I just think that's the next step. I don't think we're too early. I just think that it's necessary for this to come out into the open. And I think within the next, I'd say 6 to 9 months, the mobile web is just going to take off in China as well. And that's why I wanted to be positioned ahead of that curve.
A lot of companies make applications for installation in the mobile, but your company is different. Your platforms are web-based. Why is that, and do you think that'll help you in China?
I think that in China, as I said, with the QR codes, with flat rates or cheaper rates coming in on the mobile phone, and you can see a lot of value-add players coming into the mobile arena already. I think China Mobile, China Unicom are pretty saturated with content providers, service providers. So I think there's going to be a shakeout, and in that shakeout, there's going to be, okay, how do we really provide value for the infrastructure we have in place? And for us to be on the web is going to be great, because once those people can start accessing it, we can have a really quick time to market. And I think that's the main problem with apps versus web-based services, is that it's very slow to deploy out. You know, it takes like 12 to 18 months to develop an app, typically in the industry, for a new service. And I mean, you can't wait 12 to 18 months to develop a service anymore. You know, you have to get the market hot as it is right now. And with web-based services, you can do that. I mean, we're typically doing that in 6 to 8 weeks. I think that's the real proposition. If you really want to take a service to market and you really need to get the market now, you cannot make the mistake of investing in a service that 1.5 years down the line is not going to be appropriate for your crowd. So I think that just that condition alone is really going to drive, web-based mobile service, and that's why we're really pushing it as well.
What kinds of brands are you trying to partner with?
I would say consumer brands that have brand awareness already in the Chinese market. I think that kind of gives a good idea of the kind of players we're looking at. So I'd be talking about players like in cosmetics. I'd be talking about players in the fashion area. I mean, fashion, I also mean clothes, sportswear. I'd be talking about food and beverages. I'd be talking about tourism. So those are the kind of areas that are pretty like easily understandable. They'll be looking for some sort of service like this that would help them out.
Now, does that only mean big brands, or what about brands that have awareness within smaller communities? Would mobile marketing work for them as well?
Of course. I think what we're seeing now on the PC as well as on the mobile is that you have targeted communities and targeted marketing to those particular communities for brands. So there needs to be a significant amount of traction from that brand. It doesn't mean that they need to be known all across China, by everyone. If they're recognized within a certain interest group, within a certain consumer group, and that those consumers are willing to talk to their friends to increase the word of mouth based on that and hence increase sales, then I think that brand has a very good reason to start looking for avenues, specifically in the mobile area where people are underutilizing that as a marketing technique. And I think if no one's running after them, then definitely Neverblog has got some work cut out for it.
Okay, so you've talked about appealing to brand awareness within different communities and how marketing tools like QR codes and DM codes make getting online easier for the mobile user. Would you say then that mobile marketing is driving mobile web use?
Yes, I'd say that's the case. You can have people that didn't necessarily think that they could use the mobile phone in such an easy and intuitive way, and they will be driven to use it by, you know, new mobile related marketing activities by these companies who want to leverage this new area of marketing. So I think it's not necessarily only the existing customers or those that actually still only that know how to use the mobile web, but also new people and new customers that brands want to leverage more easily through the mobile platform. And I think mobile marketing is already trying to create new markets for adoption of new services and new functionality. And to be honest, I think if you don't have that, it's difficult to just run after a demographic that is savvy, has a little bit of disposable income, and is interested, probably is like a junior executive or like has a middle-income white-collar job and has been abroad and knows about mobile and is interested in it. I mean, that still only accounts for a really small fraction of Chinese in the Chinese mobile, in the mobile pie. So if you want to go after others, then you have to reach those people that have a mobile phone, but they're like, yeah, I'm not sure how or what. And then you say, well, why don't you use this? And just put this QR code, or why don't you just type in this number and it will take you to this site. But I mean, there's a number of ways that, you know, to decrease that, you know, barrier, the mental barrier that the mobile users have. And there's been a number of things that have been done in Japan, in Europe, in the US, and there's no reason why we can't use that in China.
Okay, so NaviBlog is betting that the mobile web in China will be a hit the way the PC web was, and that people won't just look at it as a endless stream of spam. We'll be taking a look at this and other developments in new media in future episodes of China Business Cast, brought to you by Dan Wei FM. I'm your host, Robert Ness. Thanks for listening, and look forward to talking to you next time.